today, yesterday, yes, about my one used to come to Mayapur and stay here. We'd always have lunch together on the in the Lotus Building, Radhamadav Maha, and Ishan would serve, either Ishan or Vishwarup, and he would just I would just get him to talk, and he was he's great, very entertaining speaker. He was a fantastic lecturer. I would go to his Bengali lectures because when he talked, I'd more or less understand or make out 90% of what he's talking about. Yeah, there's this picture of Prabhupada and him at the manor. I think it was in England that he met Prabhupada. Prabhupada called him an aristocrat.
How did Robert do?
Could I not?
Did he get it from Robert? Out of surgery?
Robert had his. I talked to his son, Ari, early this morning, 6 o'clock, which is 7:30 in the evening, their time. So he was out of surgery, and they say it went fine, and that they're discharging him tomorrow. BBC of Nelson Mandela. I lament that BBC wasn't that full of Prabhupada when Prabhupada's departure was. And Prabhupada certainly contributed a lot more to the welfare of the world than so many other influential people before or after, including religionists and so on. It's a shame that people don't have the instruments to recognize who's really important. Importance is measured in political terms and at best welfare.
They're more concerned about politics and humanitarianism.
Yeah, religion. Of course, religion hasn't done itself much good with all of the horrible things that are going on in the world in the name of religion, but that's not necessarily Dharma doing that or religion doing that. That's people. We also, again, have all kinds of political agendas. They want their own country, they want their own Lord knows what, all in the name of God. Yes, really, and hopefully with Temple of Vedic Planetarium, we just giving recognition to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but also Srila Prabhupada. Actually, all of these people out here in Mayapur building their houses and temples and everything, they should have a compulsory plaque outside everyone's entrance. I'm here by the grace of His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. What you see here has got nothing to do with me. It's all to do with Prabhupada. There was once Mahavishnu Maharaj, the elder, not the younger. And he once wrote to a sannyasi whose name I won't mention the name. Not an ISKCON sannyasi, but someone who was sort of preaching to ISKCON devotees. And he said, you're just a dog eating off the remnants of Prabhupada's plate, licking up the remnants of Prabhupada's plate. Which, and that's really here, Vrindavan, and then of course even now outside, it's become fashionable to tour the world and make disciples and followers, especially amongst from ISKCON members. But yeah, it's licking Srila Prabhupada's plate. At least they should give credit to that, that we're looking for a God's plate. remember when Prabhupada was in Montreal, and because he only stayed for a very short period of time. Prabhupada came in the morning and was going to stay for some days. That's when we got a new place on Pinef. And it's amazing, there were so very few people there, no guests that came. It was just the temple devotees, maybe 20, 25 of us. There was a picture standing on the front stairs of the temple of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada left in the afternoon. He left like about 3 in the afternoon because he got a telegram that Indira Gandhi was willing to see him. So Prabhupada just got on the next plane out. He was very, very eager to see her, to ask her to get visas for American disciples. That was Prabhupada's main focus, because it was so difficult to get visas at that time. And so when Prabhupada came and we greeted him, and then he went into, and just behind the temple there were these flats that devotees were using, and then on the ground floor they had an apartment for Prabhupada, and we just sort of squeezed in there in the living room, and Prabhupada was sitting there, and they brought him a plate of I think it was a plate of fruit, a big, big, big plate of fruit. And Prabhupada ate a few things, and then he just said, pass it around, so we all got some maha. And I remember it was an extraordinary taste. It was like something really mind-blowing, nothing to do with the taste of the fruit or anything. It was just something so so special, the Prabhupada's remnants. It was Prabhupada. Really, did some things there when he was in Montreal. It was just a short time, maybe because he thought he'd only stay for so long. He gave greeting, gave a little talk, walked around, saw the place, and then he sat out in sort of the front yard. It was a very, very small front yard, smaller than the balcony, and about 5 of us there. It was on a Saturday, huh?
Was Ramananda with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those photos of that time were beautiful.
Yeah, Ramananda.
In that beautiful
Maharaj
temple.
Was there. And that was it. Then he left. When we went to the airport, then we were just sitting there at the airport while Prabhupada was... I think even the devotees were driving from Toronto there, and by the time they got to Montreal, Prabhupada already left for the airport. And Prabhupada just really some kind of extraordinary shakti manifested at the airport, where it was like sort of everything disappeared, and it really felt like we're in a spiritual world. But that was, I just remembered from eating off Prabhupada's plate, and it was right off of Prabhupada's plate. But at least one should give credit if they're eating off Prabhupada's plate. They should recognize, just like when you quote something from Shastra that's been stated by some other acharya, then you always give credit to the predecessor acharyas, never jump over.